Okay, so we're going to prepare as we would for meditation so that you can really take in the joys of these lovely channels. You've been given some wonderful information today. And so we ask that you uncross your hands and feet, get comfortable, and breathe deeply into the Dantin. Allow yourself to get centered, get relaxed, and take a moment to acknowledge yourself for being here. Not just here, but for being here on the planet. And think about that, and think about that gratitude as you listen to these delightful channels and delightful people. So breathe deeply and bring in an iridescent, beautiful rainbow light down through your point of essence into the crown and let it fill you even more. Gratitude that you feel. Feel it, make it palatable, move into your heart. And feel a time when you were the most grateful you can imagine. And it may be right now. Let go of all limitations. I know you have. I know your hearts want you to, and you have. Let this be the beginning. Feel the compassion for all mankind, all sentient beings. For Gaia, feel the compassion and let it come out from the heart, down your arms and out your hands. And move it into the earth. Vision, hold the concept, hold the feeling, and know that all is really well and perfect in your heart and on this planet. Whenever you hear anything that might sound against this, go back to that thought. All is well. I move with ease and grace. if this is not done in ease and grace, I will do this. I will find the way that is ease and grace. That's your heart's way. So breathe deeply, and we send you home with so much love to fill you. Breathe deeply. And now, Master Curiel, thank you.
Listen, they only give me something, 10 minutes, something like that. That doesn't matter, because I want to tell you one thing to you. You are very special. And I say that from the seventh light. And the seventh light is the light of transition. And that's what I can feel you going right through. You know, the medium, he wrote a book many years ago called The Great Shift. And understand, he believed it fully. He still believes it. The 3 days of darkness is in the book. It's all in the book. But you know, you got to make it positive. He's saying if you're going to get into this great shift in consciousness, you don't count the people that are going to make it, or is it going to be your sister, your brother, your niece, your uncle? You don't worry about that. You worry about yourself, because that's the only person that makes any difference to you. If you sit around thinking about who's going to make it, not going to make it, you won't have to worry about it, because you won't make it yourself. That's the truth. That's the truth. But understand this thing. The 3 days of darkness is not anything serious and bad. It's where you lay down and relax for a couple of days. And it might be 2 days of darkness or one. Who knows? Because we can't tell you these things, my friend. We're guessing like everybody's guessing. Mother Earth right here beside me right here, Gaia, she'll tell you she can't tell you when it's going to happen. She doesn't care when it's going to happen. She just wants you to know if you're ready for it, it's going to happen. So get ready for it right now, today. And I tell you these things. For some reason, this light, this side of the room over here is a beautiful light and more brilliant even though, and you're all brightly lit. So I couldn't tell you who's going to get to this whole project, but the 3 days of darkness is nothing to be worried about. You shouldn't worry about anything in life. You got people come to my medium and they're telling them things like, I got this wrong with me, I got that wrong with me, and so on and so forth. You know what he tells them? We'll get it fixed for you, not a problem. If you want to get it fixed, we'll get it fixed for you. I love this whole journey. God bless you. As I say it, God bless her too. But understand this thing. I want you to know the great shift is coming. And I don't care. All these beautiful panel people over here, they can tell you everything under the sun. But I'm telling you right now, I want the shift over here, because it's going to be a new life and a new legend and a new everything about it. So, the medium tells you 900 years you could live with these bodies. No problem. I don't think it's a problem at all. But I want you to tell you this. This is the great shift in consciousness. And the Lemurian times, you know, he tells you about the things, the first life and the mid times and the end times. But I tell you what he didn't tell you. It's about the third dimension, going to the fourth dimension, going to the fifth dimension. And I know some of you out there thinking, I'm already on the fifth dimension. Well, congratulations. I'm not. I'm talking to you on the third dimension. And I don't mean to make anybody angry. I'm just telling you what I believe. And I got a lot of special knowledges into this whole process. But I wouldn't negotiate. If you wanted to come up and argue with me, you'd get no argument at all. I tell you, great, keep going, because that's all you got to know. Keep going. and get your lessons learned. The lessons learned, Gaia, she spoke the life, she spoke the words of life right into life itself. Understand that? She spoke words of life into life. And that's what you got to get to. And understand this. My heart goes out to each and every one of you because, my friends, it's a special time for us on this earth plane. Whether you be Iranian, Chinese, Japanese, Americanese, it doesn't... Slip that last one. But understand this whole process. You got to be aware. It's a beautiful journey you're on. Every one of you, I counted you. I think I came 786, something like that. This is a big crowd of people. And I want to thank you. And then I'll turn the mic over to my friend Gaia. I want to thank you for what the medium did for you and did with you, because I know the beautiful Barbara Rother got something. And that's the most important thing. She got your love. And if you don't think so, do it again, do it again, do it again, because she's worth it. So I'll tell you this, because I love this lady so much. Pepper, she's cute too. But Gaia, she is a blessed servant to the world plane. A servant to the world plane. Just like me, we're servants to the world plane because we love you. God bless you and good evening.
Please close your eyes. Join me for a moment on a journey of awareness. Join me on a short travel with your awareness. Let us begin at the pyramids of Giza. Place your awareness near there, about there. And with your awareness, contemplate for a moment that which is before you, the great pyramids. Where were you when they were built? What were you about when they were built? Think for a moment. Were they built from the bottom, from the foundation to the top? Could it be otherwise? Could it have been that they were constructed from the very top, from the very tip, from the pinnacle, there to the foundation? Contemplate for a moment this thought, this idea, and as you do so, think a sacred thought for yourself and for the world. Make a wish for yourself and for this world. And now travel with me again with your awareness, and there find me, there at Stonehenge. Look about you, contemplate the monument, its value, the vibration of its stones. Feel that resonance within your own heart. Where were you when these stones were erected? What were you then? And contemplate for a moment a sacred thought for yourself and for the world. Make a wish for yourself and for this world. And journey with me again to the great steps in the Peru of Machu Picchu. Let the altitude guide you. Take a deep breath and feel the freshness of the air. Where were you when this great civilization thrived? What did it know? Who were you then? What did you know? What did you dream? Take a moment to think a sacred thought for yourself. Make a wish for yourself and for this world. And bring yourselves to the great rivers that flow upon every continent. See how you can hold your awareness without dividing it. See how you can spread your thoughts as if they were wings. Let your thoughts, let your feelings flow with the mighty rivers. Let them cleanse you. Let them refresh you. Feel the clarity of the water in this element as it bathes all of your emotions. Feel buoyant. And take a moment to think a sacred thought. Make a wish for yourself and for this world. And bring yourself now to this moment, to this very moment. And know that that which is sacred creates an elixir within you. Thoughts, sacred thoughts, create a very particular nectar. The nectar of the gods. The nectar of truth. The nectar of coming, becoming, coming forth. Fill yourself with this. Bathe yourself in its light, the light of the soul, the light of stars born a millennia ago. Contemplate your own sacredness for a moment as I do. Make a wish for yourself, for this world. Think a sacred thought and make a wish for the next world and the next thought. You are dearly loved, without exception. You are harmless, blameless, without exception. You are whole and complete, perfect and without exception. You are an art form come to life, without exception, as is the love that I hold for you. Forget all things if you like, but never this. Never this.
I am that I am, Adamus Saint Germain of Sovereign Domain. My dear friends, I came back to this world 3 years ago, to assemble a team, to work with a team who were choosing enlightenment. I have said that I didn't care if it was 5 or 50. Or 100. But I look what is being done in places like this, other places all over the world, and perhaps it will be thousands or tens of thousands or more who who are choosing this time for their own enlightenment, for their own integration. There are many, many of us in the celestial realms who are here serving you, working with you, supporting you, hopefully making you laugh once in a while, smile. You've come in at the exact right time, the exact right place. And yes, even with the right families, partners, relationships, to make this happen. Now the choice is yours. You've heard all of the information. You've absorbed all of these tremendous energies over the last few days. You've taken an inner look at yourself. And here we sit in the final minutes of our gathering. You ready to go back out into this amazing world. You ready to go back to the world, but different. Different. As an enlightened being, if you choose. What's between you and that small breath, that single moment? You'll know maybe by the time you leave here tonight, maybe in the next few days, you'll know. You'll be able to take a deep breath. Be able to take a deep breath and take that step into your own enlightenment. And when you do, something very sacred and precious will start happening. Instead of just living your human life, separated from your soul, from your spirit, instead of walking the earth alone by yourself, as it is so many times, you'll start to live your divinity. You start to live it. You'll invite your divinity, your soul, your I Am presence into this life fearlessly, joyfully, and it will come. Instead of just being a human aspect, you and the soul, you and your divine, we live together, living your divinity right here, looking at sunrises and sunsets, no longer just through the human eyes, but with your divinity. Going out to dinner, enjoying time with friends, reading books, even driving your car, everything. Living your divinity. Let's take a deep breath with that. Living your divinity, bringing it here. Oh, it's been a long, long time. Bringing it right here. No longer just thinking about it, no longer wondering about it, but inviting all of you right here. There's one other message I would like to leave you with at the end of this gathering. It's time to go beyond asking that question, who am I? It was a fascinating question that your soul self asked eons of time ago. Who am I? When you left the arms of spirit, when you left the comfort of all that was, when you suddenly realized you had your own self-awareness, your own soul, your own isness. And ask that question, who am I? And that question launched you on a journey through time and space, through the cosmos, through incarnations, through your angelic families, and ultimately here to Earth, all to help you understand who you were. That great question, who am I? I set you searching and discovering and experiencing in ways that were beyond the imagination. But now you sit here in this greatest time in all of civilization, actually in all of times. And I invite you to take a deep breath. No longer ask that question, who am I? But to take a deep breath and say, I am that I am. I am that I am. Question resolved. Answer given. So, my dear friends, it's been an honor to be here with these esteemed beings, but especially with you. And remember, once again, if there's ever any questions, ever any doubts, just remember, all is well in all of your creations. I am Adamus, in service to you.
From the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, in the energy of love, once again, we acknowledge the presence of wholeness and holiness within each being within this room. It is the expression of the infinite I that you are saying yes to. And enjoy what it means to be the individual I as you understand that you are expressing, you are defining more of who you are. Take a breath. As always, we ask you to breathe again and again, as if one would forget. But it gives that moment for an infusion of a presence of more of who you are. Much has occurred in these days. We have agreed to be more present in our daily life, defining more of who we are, to be able to express more of our wisdom, and to also express more of our wholeness, our holiness. It has been some hours since this morning, with the beginning of the golden embryo, the first cell division, where we brought in the energy of light and had a union of the energy of the earth and the energy of the stars. We ask you in this moment to observe the energy in your heart and to visualize, if you will, this golden division. First, there was the single cell of your manifesting in the body in this lifetime. And at that moment of the first cell division, that rod of light, that infusion of light, the fibers that carry the information of all that you are, that speaks to your 12 layers of DNA. We brought this into your consciousness and into the consciousness of your heart for you to choose to birth yourselves anew. New foundations, new understandings, new expression, new union within. To care for this golden embryo, we will ask you for the next 33 days, if you'd like, to spend time contemplating it a minute or two, and to be the mother and the father of this embryo, of this golden energy within your heart, to make the choice as you are defining more of who you are, as to the energies, the information, more of who you are to define in your actions, in your daily life, to nurture, to love, to guide, to grow this new expression, this resonance of wholeness that is within you. Be your own mother and father in the way you would choose to honor yourself in the energy of your wholeness. And at the end of the 33 days, allow that contemplation, that time, that energy to calibrate into being your own beloved. Again and again, you contemplate, you learn, what does it mean to love myself as I love others? And it is time for a new refinement, a new elegance, a new expression of what it means for you to love yourself. We understand you hear this again and again, but we are asking you to honor the energy of the feminine divine that is within you and to merge it with the energy of the masculine divine to bring about the next resonance of wholeness, harmony, and unity within you. And the energy moves through you now, from your center above all the way down and through your being. You are saying yes to yourself, and we honor you for that. Dear new human being, for the resonance of the new earth is already upon you. Take another breath, please. How do you feel? It was a downward flow, different from the upward energy. Now merge the two together and create the energetic charge that opens the new light, the new energy, the new charge for that which we call the new human, here and now. In this moment, it is so delightful to spend time with you in this way, honoring you. We would like to hear from you, as we always do. What are you feeling? What are you feeling? Home. Let us hold the energy of home. This is the energy that each and every one of us is here to manifest on the planet at this time. Home. In the honoring of the earth, in the honoring of Gaia, in the honoring of the original place we have called home. It is all here. Joy, you say, bringing in joy. What else? Peace. Peace. Hold the energy of peace. You are bathing, nurturing the golden embryo within your heart. This moment of infusing, of choosing, of directing. For you are the creator of your own being. What else? Unconditional love. The energy of infinite love is the heartbeat of this universe. It is the heartbeat within every cell, every fiber of our being. And every one of us here knows that. Let us acknowledge this in this moment and encourage one another to live and express, bathe ourselves in the energy of infinite love. It is electrical, alive, transforming. And in this moment, each one of us says yes to more of who we are. Comfortable? Breathe in through the heart as we have breathed over the weekend. Breathe in and ah. 33 days, a moment of your time, the new neural pathways within your heart, honoring the sacredness of your physical body, honoring the sacredness of the details of your life, Take care of yourselves. Grow, nurture yourselves first, and then nurture others. We honor you deeply in the energy of love. Love you deeply. And together, let us affirm, and so I am, in the energy of love. From the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine. One more. We are all channels, learning to channel more of who we are.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And so the adventure seems to come to a close. What did you expect from 5, 6, or even 10? Of those who have the ability to cross to the other side of the veil, what did you expect? And some would say, well, there should have been a fear, perhaps, if one of them might say something controversial. Or one might say something that disagrees with the other. After all, they are channelers. And did that happen? Did you see a confluence of truth, of love, and compassion in the 6? Did you hear anything different from any of them that did not follow the line of that there is a great shift occurring? That the heart is the key and compassion is the energy. That the energy of the planet itself is in agreement with you and loves you, knows who you are. And that opening your heart to joy and laughter is one of the keys of relaxation and peace. To call on the I Am. No controversy. And that is because we speak with one voice. And I want to tell you something. We know who you are. I would like to make this personal right now. If we represent those from the other side of the veil in any form, whether it is a concept, whether it is an entity or an energy or an emotion, whether it seems to be in 3D or quantum, if it's true that we are on the other side and see the potentials of humanity, then we represent what you would call God, Spirit, and the creative force of all things. And if that is so, dear ones, it means that we know you, not the collective you, but the one who sits in the chair, you. Hard as it may seem, as you sit in an auditorium, we know you. We know what you've been through. We know the potentials of where you're going, should you make the choices that you have the potentials forming now to make. And this gives us an overview and helps us to guide you in an energy that you create with your decisions that we can sense. But I'm going to ask you something. What if you could rewind the clock right now to what we call the wind of birth? The moment that you were going to come to the earth yet again. At a moment when you had the full knowledge of the Creator. You were about to step into the abyss of doubt and fear you call humanity. We already said we were aware that you knew the potentials might go either way. There may be a shift either way. But I want to get more personal. What if you could have looked at what has happened in your life so far? What made you cry? What ripped out your heart? 14 people in this room lost their children. I know who's here. Would you have come in if you had known the potentials of who you've loved and lost, of those things that you hold in yourselves right now that you don't even want to think about? If you had known those things, would you have come? So I will now reveal something to you that you don't really think much about. If it's true that the potentials are known by Spirit and you stood there as Spirit before you came in, you knew them. And you came anyway. And you came anyway. And you wonder why we sit here as a team with the energies we have and wash your feet and talk about the love of God and invite you to open your hearts. Because it's now time to take the joy. Just the opposite of all of the things that I just asked you to look at, and transmute them into the I am energy, and let yourself walk out of this place with a future where you can now see that things will make you joyful and laugh. Living beyond your years, a healing that you asked for when you came in the building. Don't you think we know who you are? Why are you still asking? We heard you. Claim it now, will you? Claim it now, will you? Yes. Indeed. You're more than just human. You're human with a divine overlay of the Creator of the universe. And it's time you started feeling it, knowing it, not in a conceited way, but in a way that is precious, knowing, wise. The I am that I am. Simple. And that moves you forward into the next phase of your life, where you can put things on the shelf that you have been working on for a decade. And it's about time. Putting things aside that simply wouldn't go away in your mind. Guilt, grief, remembrances of inappropriate things that might have happened to you. This day, this moment, this hour, rewrite them and let them be gone. And with those in the chairs on the stage, and with the power that is in this building as a ley line and a portal, we claim it to be so. And if you do as well, then we have indeed a confluence of an agreement, and the rewrite begins. It is the cryon statement to leave differently than you came. We know who you are. We know what you've been through, and you know who we're talking to right now. All of you known by God. Let the doubter in the room leave with the same number of angels as the healer. Let the doubter in the room understand that you are loved by God. There is nothing to join, nothing to do, nothing to believe in. But we invite you to consider this, that maybe, just maybe, there is a grander and a greater reason you're on the planet. And if you would ask what it is, that which is in you may even answer. The divine you, the I am. It is the consensus on the stage that there is a shift, and that this is the mid-year point of it, and it is time for these things. We are not leaving. We are not leaving. Some of you will go to your houses and your homes, and you will think back and say, I wish I could recreate that energy. Sitting in that room with a thickness of love. And I'm telling you, anytime you want to, we're all there. If it's so that we are multidimensional with you, then we are always sitting here. And you're always sitting there, one-on-one, feeling what you're feeling. There's been healings in these days, some of which you will find out later. Maybe one of them is you. And so it is.